John Kiely. John, I suppose, look, the draw made, and it's a tough route to a Munster final, never mind anything else.
Yeah, I suppose you said it there, you know, the word tough is definitely a word you describe, you know, getting the quarterfinal draw and obviously having Clare as well. So, you know, listen, it's great to have a fixture now. It's great to know exactly what the route forward is. And we know exactly what lies ahead. So, you know, we just have to be patient now at the moment and wait until we get a chance to get our shoulders to the wheel and push on, you know. But at the moment, you know, the lads are with their clubs. That's the way it's going to be for a while.
Yeah, and look, we know the club championships and all that, and that we've seen the draws and the formats, that we've even got fixtures for those now, so there's a good plan around that. And John, I suppose, how important is this club championships, you know, for the guys who haven't seen action in such a long time? You know, it's crucial that we have a good club championship at Limerick. And in fairness to Limerick GAA, I think they've made the best of the formats, and you know, I don't think too many people can argue with that.
No, I think players are getting a very fair crack at the whip, you know, in terms of the number of games they're guaranteed and the spread of the games over the period of time that's available. So I think everybody's very happy with the structure and the layout of it. I'm sure people will be busting at the seams to get out and get in the car and go to see a match. I know there's a few challenge matches this week kicking off and clubs are doing a little bit more. So it's exciting, you know. I think, you know, we've had a hiatus of 4 months now, and I think everybody really, really misses the matches, and we're all just looking forward to getting back in the pitch and getting back going. We just have to be patient at inter-county level and just wait our turn, and hopefully when it does come, we can make the most of it, you know.
Yeah, and further down the line, looking to that Clare game, it's obviously going to double as a league final, but I don't think anyone's going to be putting too much mass in that. With all due respect to the league, I think everyone's just going to be wanting to get out of that one into the next round.
Oh yeah, sure. It's a big prize, you know. It's a big prize, and I'm sure when it come around, you know, the desire to push on and to move into the semi final would be huge for both teams concerned. And both teams have had a very good positive start to the year, you know. And Clare had a very strong start to the year, and you know, we had a very positive start ourselves. So, you know, they'll want to be picking up on where they left off really in March and see if they can find that form that was there in March and pick up on it and build on it again going forward. But ultimately, listen, there's a load of Ireland to be done with clubs. Lads have to come through quite a lot of games, and you know, when you have so many games in a short period of time, you're bound to pick up knocks. So I think, you know, for me, I'll be looking at the form of the players, number one, and number two, looking to see, you know, that they're coming through healthy and well through the games as well. So that's the other side of it. But listen, our medical team will be keeping a very close eye on all the players, and you know, whilst we mightn't be training together, we'll be keeping a very close eye on how they're actually performing on the pitch, and we're really looking forward to seeing them back on the field playing again.
Yeah, and of course, John, look, this is a group that have, you know, they're a very good group in the sense that they, you know, they mind themselves, they look after themselves, and you know, I was even talking with Kieran Carey during the week, and he was saying that, like, that the inter-county players, that they have really, really kept the standards high through their individual training programs while things have been in lockdown.
Yeah, they're good. I think all the inter-county players, you know, nowadays are you know, setting very, very high standards. Listen, some club teams are able to reach very, very high levels of standards in terms of the work that they're doing. So I think overall the standards across the board, be it in colleges or in club or county, are always going to be on the up. And we're fortunate that we have a collection of guys that really go about their business in a solid way, and you know, look after them as well. But you know, it comes down to a little bit of luck too at the end of the day, and you could pick up just a knock at the wrong time, and you know, you're out for a couple of weeks, and that's going to be hard. But you know, hopefully we'll see that our players will get a bit of rub of the green and get through the games nice and clean, and you know, they'll find good form as well and bring that with them out of the club scene into the inter-county scene.
And finally for me, John, what is John Kiely looking forward to the most with the return to action?
Oh, I'm just looking forward to getting back and meeting the boys, and just even watching matches and just enjoying the excitement and the buzz of it, and just getting back to normality. You know, it's for me not to have been to a match or a training session in 4 months is the first time in my life, you know, and for many people that's the same way. So, you know, it's really just a case of wanting to get back on the pitch, get back watching matches, get back going to matches. That's really all I'm looking forward to, really, you know, and getting the kids out with us as well, and get them into the car and taking them off for the day, you know, to watch a match. I think we're missing all those little things that we took for granted as being, you know, part of normal life. So, yeah, those are the things we're looking forward to.